The U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton has threatened the ICC. We will not cooperate. In this edition of The Debate, we will look at why the U.S. is targeting the International Criminal Court if it probes alleged U.S. war crimes by Americans in Afghanistan. Not only has the U.S. said that it will not cooperate, but it will sanction the judges involved. Is the U.S. guilty of war crimes in that country, a war that has lasted for over 17 years?
It is almost 17 years since the United States, along with its allies, invaded Afghanistan under the pretext of fighting terrorism. The invasion came months after the 9/11 attacks, for which U.S. officials blamed Al-Qaeda terror group. Tens of thousands of people have been killed in Afghanistan since then. Now, the International Criminal Court is seeking an investigation into war crimes committed in the war-torn country. Last year, an ICC prosecutor said there was a reasonable basis to believe war crimes and crimes against humanity were committed in Afghanistan. He added that all sides in the conflict would be examined, including members of the U.S. Armed Forces and the Central Intelligence Agency. But on the eve of 17th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, the U.S. National Security Advisor threatened to prosecute the ICC judges and prosecutors.
The United States will use any means necessary to protect our citizens and those of our allies from unjust prosecution by this illegitimate court. We will ban its judges and prosecutors from entering the United States. We will sanction their funds in the U.S. financial system, and we will prosecute them in the U.S. criminal system. We will do the same for any company or state that assists an ICC investigation of Americans.
A day after Bolton's threats, the ICC said it will continue to do its work undeterred in accordance with principles of law. The Hague-based court noted that it was an independent and impartial institution with the backing of 123 countries.
Afghanistan is a member state of the International Criminal Court. As the United States and Israel aren't, they can bring charges there in the country, or in the case of Palestine, the state of Palestine is a member of the International Criminal Court, and they can bring charges against the United States and Israel as well. So I think that Bolton is really fearful of the publicity and the knowledge that will come out in case of an investigation for war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity, all of which include exactly what the Israelis are doing and what the United States has done in Afghanistan.
The U.S. on many occasions defended the presence of its troops and other NATO soldiers in Afghanistan as necessary for maintaining security and stability. However, facts on the ground have shown quite the opposite. If the U.S. considers itself a peacekeeper in Afghanistan, why should it be afraid of being investigated?
Well, guests joining us for this edition of The Debate, we have political analyst Scott Ricker joining us from Tampa. We have columnist at The Hill, Brent Podolsky, who joins us from Washington, D.C. Gentlemen, welcome. Scott Rickard, I'm going to start with you and get a reaction from what John Bolton has said. Quote, we will not cooperate with the ICC. We will provide no assistance to the ICC. We will let the ICC die on its own. After all, for all intents and purposes, the ICC is already dead to us.
Yeah, so here you have John Bolton and unfortunately the United States government acting again irresponsibly, moving away from organizations that have been longstanding, that have over 100 members around the world. You have, I think it's over 120 members that belong to the different states that belong to the ICC. The United States has also pulled away from the UN Human Rights Council as well for unrealistic reasons as well. Unfortunately, what we have here is the United States has committed a tremendous amount of criminal activity, not only in Palestine or not only in Afghanistan, and also has partners as far as different types of allies in those regions that they've supported. These are absolutely crimes against humanity. These are criminal activity that need to be investigated and need to be prosecuted. But sadly, unlike the end of a war, whereby the loser of that war is typically the one that receives the types of prosecution from international courts like at The Hague, similar to the ICC. Those types of activities will not occur against any victor in any wars in the history of mankind. So I really, my hat's off to the remaining states in the ICC. I can only imagine the United States does not want to participate, given the fact that the United States has a tremendously bad record, not only in Afghanistan and Palestine, but elsewhere around the world. So certainly, John Bolton, as a representative of the United States, just a horrendous character to be representing me or any other my other fellow citizens.
Brett Budowski, do you agree there?
Point one, I strongly disagree with what John Bolton said and what John Bolton wants to do. I don't think it's appropriate, helpful, or right for anyone in the United States or elsewhere to attack the ICC. I agree with Human Rights Watch, I agree with the French, that these it's a court that has value. Now, there are problems with the court and, frankly, with other elements of the United Nations, which both Democratic and Republican administrations and many Democratic countries have wanted to fix. These problems should be fixed through political cooperation and diplomacy. I think we need to make the ICC work better, but I also think we need to keep the ICC working. And I agree with, again, Human Rights Watch. Now, just so we don't get too far into propaganda, simply attacking the United States, I'd also like to see the ICC look at war crimes in Syria by Bashar Assad and his Russian allies who are supporting it and part of it. I think we want to have an ICC that can look anywhere in the world honestly, openly, clearly, and fairly. And there has been no charge against the United States in this. The issue is whether they should investigate it. And I don't have a problem with investigating it, even though I don't think that there are war crimes by the United States. There were things that were wrong. I oppose torture always. But I think what we need is an ICC that can prosecute anything that is wrong, war crimes or otherwise, anywhere that they find them by whoever does it. And I'll say it again, before we get into a propaganda debate about the United States, you want war crimes, it's Bashar Assad in Syria. It's Vladimir Putin and Russia supporting Syria. And Russia is not much more friendly to the ICC than anyone. But okay. I think what we have to have is the United Nations that works more effectively generally. We want to make it work, not attack it. And we want an ICC that is fair and impartial. I will say that while there have been crimes in Africa, I'd like to see the ICC spend more time in places other than Africa, in more countries other than they've done.
Okay.
So I think I disagree with Bolton completely with what he's doing. Make no mistake about that. I want to support the ICC, but I want to make it work better and the United Nations as a whole, which desperately needs to work better for everybody.
Well, let's then, if you can help us, Scott Rickard, define what war crimes are and what it means. And Brett Budowski says that the U.S. is guilty of committing some wrong things in Afghanistan, but he doesn't believe that the U.S. has committed war crimes. So perhaps you can define that for us and then give us some examples while you're at it.
So where you're at with war crimes, in my opinion, and the international court's opinion, are obviously the deliberate murder of women and children, the deliberate starvation of children. If you really want to investigate some war crimes today, just take a quick look at Yemen and look at all the starving children in Yemen. Look at all the starving children in Iraq during the sanctions in Iraq and 500,000 individuals that died under American sanctions. These are the kinds of economic war crimes. These are the kinds of international crimes that are being committed not only by the United States, but by their allies. To say that Bashar al-Assad is anything near this, whereby he's given surrender to hundreds, if not thousands, of certainly thousands of mercenaries that were hired by the West. And these mercenaries were given the chance to lay down their arms and give up and go to Idlib. And now they've rearmed and they're continuing the battle, and they've decided to continue their really criminal terroristic ways and being supported, unfortunately, by the United States and their allies. This is not an individual who's going after people that are innocent in his country. By the way, that's his country. The United States has no right to be giving arms to any of the terrorists that are fighting against Syria. The United States has no right to give arms to Saudi Arabia to bomb and murder children in Yemen. So these are the kinds of international crimes that would be considered war crimes. Now, obviously, torture, certainly that is one the United States is guilty of in many states. But at the same time, just deliberate murder. I mean, unfortunately, we have 22 American soldiers daily that are committing suicide in the United States because of the atrocities that they were involved in, not only in Afghanistan, but certainly in Iraq and elsewhere around the world where the United States has been conducting activity. There's over 200 American bases just operating and activity around the world. It's a very serious thing, and to laugh it off, unfortunately, Brent Podolsky, shame on you to laugh about these things. This is a horrible situation the United States is in, and the people of the United States, it's time for them to stand up and complain about what their government's doing.
Go ahead, Brent Podolsky.
Scott Richter, shame on you for the lie you told about me. And Scott Richter, shame on you for the lie you told about Bashar Assad when you said he didn't commit war crimes. And Scott Richter, shame on you for being an American that attacks your country, that then makes excuses for war crimes that are infinitely worse than anything the United States.
No,
let me finish here. I listened. Let me finish here. Let me finish here, Scott Richter. I listened to your lies.
I
listened to your lies politely. This is my time.
Okay.
Are you going to stop talking, or am I going to walk off the show?
Go ahead, Brent
Podolsky. Are you going to interrupt me, or I'm going to walk right off?
You'll probably walk off the show.
The fact of the matter is, I'm not laughing it off. I've been fighting against a torture in the United States. I call for the prosecution of anybody anywhere, American or otherwise, that does torture. But how dare you, American or otherwise, whatever you are, say that Bashar Assad has not committed war crimes?
Shame on you.
How dare you say that Bashar Assad has not used chemical weapons to kill innocent civilians? How dare you say those things? And above all, dare you lie about me?
That they're using
I've been talking
water,
again.
For God's
Let me
sakes.
Finish. I want to finish here. You can interrupt when I'm done. That how dare you say that some war crimes you believe don't happen from Bashar Assad, from chemical weapons attacks, but you're quick to attack your own country for whatever we
they
did
don't
at our
happen.
Worst.
That's not a belief.
We're never nearly
it's
as
a,
bad.
It's a fact.
No, if you believe that Bashar Assad didn't commit war crimes and that they didn't use chemical weapons, you are ignorant and dishonest. I'm sorry. And how dare you say that I'm laughing? I'm not laughing. I've gone on press TV. Let me finish. I've gone on press TV, CNN. I've gone on press TV and CNN in America and in my columns and in newspapers and radio all over the nation.
And AIPAC. You're funded by everything that is pro-Israel in this country.
You got the Jewish thing in there. What a fraud, Scott Richter. You really,
Jewish
this has to do
fund.
With you attacking the Jewish.
$12 billion that has been stealing land
the
from the Palestinians
you can do?
Since the
is
1900s.
Is that the best you can do?
Okay, now we're looking
that
at the
is
any more
all
anti-Semitism.
You are a
if
mouthpiece
you,
wanna,
you can
for
waste
a
the
Jewish
rest of the
national
you
fund,
come in here.
AIPAC,
let me come in here.
Stratfor, let's go after all of the guys who push the propaganda on the left. You're so blue, you bleed blue.
I support a two-state solution. I've never been accused of being a mouthpiece for anybody.
Okay. You would never support the right of return.
Tell
me you would support the right of return.
I'm sorry.
Do you support the right of return?
Okay, let's talk about Israel a little bit here. But, Brent Podolsky, I'm going to come to you with this question.
Like Donald Trump. He wouldn't support it either.
Scott Rickard, I'm sorry. Let me get Brent Podolsky on this. Brent Podolsky.
You need a new lie, Scott.
Brent Podolsky, I want to relate the way that John Bolton has reacted to Israel, since you guys brought up Israel, or somebody did, anyways. And the reason why
I
want to
I didn't, Scott Richter did.
Okay, the reason why I want to connect these two together is the reaction by John Bolton, Brent Podolsky, don't you think was very severe? Because some of the things that he said is just you wouldn't expect for it in terms of the Afghanistan relationship with the U.S. and the way ICC accused the U.S. of it. It just seemed too severe of a reaction. However, the ICC also, Israel and the Palestinian issue has been introduced to that court. We know that Palestinians, and I think Saab Erekat said that today, that they're going to again refer Israel to the ICC and also the U.S. to the ICC. Do you think that this is because Israel is involved that perhaps the U.S. is showing such a forceful reaction in the form of John Bolton?
Oh, look, I have disagreed with almost everything John Bolton has said and done for longer than some of our audience has been alive. I mean, you know, I disagree with what he said and wants to do about the ICC. I disagree with what John Bolton said and wants to do against the PLO office in Washington. I think the office should be kept open. I don't believe in trying to negotiate a two-state solution, which I support, unlike Prime Minister Netanyahu, by the way. I support a two-state solution in Israel, and I think it's imperative that the PLO be one of the parties involved in that. And I don't like trying to negotiate with Israel, if that's what you want to call Bolton is doing. They don't even have a peace plan, by the way, after Trump has been in office almost 2 years. So I disagree vehemently with what he's doing to the against the PLO office in Washington. I disagree vehemently, violently, with cutting off humanitarian aid to the Palestinians. Uh-huh. I think the Palestinians and their leaders need to do much, much more. I don't think they're doing nearly enough. But I also think Netanyahu and the Israelis need to do much, much more. And I think the United States should not play favorites. We should be an honest broker. We should support a two-state solution. I'm no mouthpiece for anybody. I don't think Netanyahu okay. would agree with a word I say in the real world about a two-state solution. I'm for it, for it, for it.
Okay, Scott Rickard, talk about Afghanistan and the U.S. We're looking at 17 years. It's really hard to go back and turn the pages of these 17 years without finding deaths that have happened, whether directly or indirectly. Again, that's all up for debate. And my question to you is, do you think that this ICC court is going to just go after the U.S. and Afghanistan? Because we know that the U.S. is involved in many crisis points and wars currently, even as we speak, around the world.
Well, unfortunately, in order to prosecute or even bring cases to court, you know, obviously this takes a tremendous amount of funds. It takes a tremendous amount of work. There are certainly many areas in which can be investigated and certainly many areas which can be prosecuted. Sadly, a lot of the work that's being done by even the commercial environments, if you look at the work done by Del Walters, who covered, it's called Apocalypse Africa, Made in America. He published this documentary back in 2005 that documented American, really human rights crimes and what I would consider war crimes because of the arms trades that were going on at the time. With basically the UNESCO was responsible for almost 20 million deaths in the continent of Africa alone since the 1950s. So there are just a tremendous line of areas in which the United States could be investigated, not only by the International Crimes Court, but also by other individuals and other types of documentaries. There's just too much that has gone on. We're talking about a country that is the largest arms dealer in the history of the world. We're talking about a country that is tremendously active in countries around the world, has conducted warfare in Southeast Asia, South America, Africa. You've got, obviously, the Middle East. Certainly, they're conducting warfare today in Ukraine with their activities, and obviously what's happened in Libya and Syria, and certainly what's going on in Yemen. So there's just too much that could be investigated. So I think they have to, unfortunately, pick their cases very specifically and provide evidence in which they can provide really cooperative evidence. Sadly, when it comes into the arms dealing, it's a very accepted, and if you look at our political infrastructure, they're extremely supportive of the military-industrial complex. So you have, obviously, the politicians and certainly a lot of the journalists and columnists that are not very skeptical and certainly not very critical of the military-industrial complex. Uh-huh. In fact, they're overly accommodating. I mean, you look at the Democrats, they bent over backwards to honor John McCain when he died. It was a farce, for God's sakes.
Okay, in terms of accountability, Brent Podolsky, I have to ask you this question because, again, we're running about 3 minutes into the end of this show. And I'm going to come at you with the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union. They have said, quote, this misguided and harmful policy will only further isolate the U.S. from its closest allies and give solace to war criminals and authoritarian regimes seeking to evade international accountability. Do you agree with ACLU's viewpoint there?
No, I agree with the ACLU and Human Rights Watch to find an ICC that works, that is fair to all and that investigates any crimes by anybody. So on that point, I do want to answer Scott Richter, though. I know John McCain, probably unlike him. And John McCain was one of the great opponents of torture anywhere in the world. You should be ashamed of lying about
That's
John
hilarious.
McCain. Anybody in our audience, anybody in our audience, stop talking. Let me finish. Let me finish. I let you lie about John McCain, and I'm going to tell the truth about John McCain. John McCain was a leading, courageous, and honorable opponent of torture. Period. You're lying about him. Anyone in our audience can Google John McCain torture and learn the truth, and you'll learn why you shouldn't listen to guys like Scott Richter who lie about him.
The USS Liberty statement, Scott Richter, go ahead. Ask Member Dosky about that.
About what?
Yeah, how come John McCain's father covered up the USS Liberty?
Member Dosky.
You saying John McCain wasn't against torture, Scott Richter? Would you put your hand on the Bible and swear to the Lord that you believe that? Anyone in our audience can look John McCain
John
torture.
McCain, John
do an
McCain
internet search
criminal.
If you're allowed to do it. John McCain was an opponent of torture from the beginning. And if you don't acknowledge that, you're lying through your teeth.
Okay, so.
And anyone in our audience can
criminal.
Research that and find out
a
about
victim
that.
Of torture,
you ought to
but
be ashamed.
Okay, Scott Richter.
He was against torture when our country did it and when any country did it. And you of all the people, you should know that and tell the truth to our audience. John McCain was against torture, period. And if you don't say that, you're lying through your teeth. And anyone in our audience can research it and find out for themselves. Google John McCain torture, you'll know what side he was on. He's with me. He's not with what you're claiming, which is a bald-faced lie when you say he was guilty or supportive of torture. I'm sorry.
Okay, talk about torture. That's one of the focus points, Scott Richter. For some reason in Afghanistan, that is what the ICC has focused on and highlighted. But there are other cases of U.S. torture that has occurred. And we could, of course, talk about Abu Ghraib in Iraq. We could talk about Guantanamo. It's just the evidence is overwhelming out there. Again, my question to you is, now that this reaction has come from the states, how will the ICC proceed, do you think?
Well, I think the ICC has quite a bit of access to resources and evidence that could absolutely support certainly Abu Ghraib, certainly in Cuba, out under Guantanamo. But at the end of the day, if you look at what like the ACLU was doing, this is very much like in the past, if you had Thurgood Marshall, what he did for the civil rights of the black Americans in the 50s and 60s. This is what we have to have in the international community against the United States government and against war criminals like John McCain. Whether or not he supported torture or not, I don't really give a crap. But at the end of the day, he was absolutely involved in war crimes. And at this,
he opposed torture.
I'm telling you, he's a war criminal despite that.
You don't care. You just lied about him and said the opposite.
This is a country. Nobody's lied about anything. This country has been involved.
You lied about John McCain on torture. You lied through your teeth.
But unfortunately, and certainly John McCain, I didn't say torture. John McCain was involved in war crimes.
John McCain was against torture for everyone, period.
Criminal governments around the world.
Okay, we're going to end it there. Thank you.
John McCain was a horrible
analyst, Scott Richter from Tampa. Thank you for your comments.
He deserved to be tried in court before he died.
We're going to have to end it there, gentlemen. The columnist at The Hill, Brent Badusky, thank you very much for your patience, and thank you for your comments from Washington, D.C. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Debate. For Mikhail Batak, my entire team in the Capitol, Tap Ron, goodbye.